Hello and welcome to the Web Certain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google and Facebook have stepped up their efforts to tackle fake news. YouTube has updated its advertising rules and 27% of Americans buying Easter-related products will buy online this year. Google and Facebook have stepped up their efforts to tackle fake news. Google rolled out its fact-checking program to all languages and to its main search results page. Previously, it had only been available for Google News results in the US and the UK. Google's fact-checking program works by adding a fact-check label next to links. This label says what an article is claiming, the name of the organization making the claim, and whether independent fact-checking services have rated the article as true or false. Google commented on the rollout, saying, "As we make fact checks more visible in search results, we believe people will have an easier time reviewing and assessing these fact checks and making their own informed opinions." Meanwhile, Facebook has launched an educational tool in an effort to teach people how to spot fake news articles for themselves. Over 3 days, Facebook users from 14 countries will see an advert at the top of their newsfeed, which, when clicked, takes them to a page containing advice on how to identify fake news. Some of the tips include being suspicious of sensationalist headlines, checking the URL to see if it's a misspelling of a genuine news site, watching out for unusual formatting or manipulated photos, and checking to see if dates and timelines make sense. A spokesperson from Facebook said, "We think these tips will help people become more discerning readers, which is critically important as we're moving to a world where people need to be more skeptical about what they read to make sure they're not misled or lied to." Some have criticized Facebook's approach, however, casting doubt on whether directing users to read the article for only 3 days in 14 countries will have any meaningful impact. It's also been pointed out that Facebook is placing the responsibility for fact-checking on its users rather than developing a method of its own to stop fake news from being shared on the social network in the first place. Fake news has become a contentious issue in recent times after it was suggested that fake news articles may have influenced the results of the United States presidential election. YouTube has updated its advertising rules. Under the new rules, ads will no longer appear on YouTube accounts with fewer than 10,000 views across all of their videos. The change comes after many brands withdrew their YouTube adverts after it was revealed that some ads were funding extremist groups. YouTube hopes that the new rule will reduce the risk of adverts appearing on objectionable videos in the future, as channels whose views are so obscure or out of the mainstream that they do not garner the required number of views will be automatically excluded from hosting adverts. 27% of Americans buying Easter-related products will buy online this year, up from 21% last year, according to a study from the National Retail Federation and Prosper Insights. As well as the number of online Easter shoppers increasing, it seems that these shoppers are spending more as well. Easter online shopping in the US is set to rake in $18.4 billion this year, up 6.4% on the previous year, with the average shopper spending $152, up from $146 in 2016. When looking at what kind of items that these Easter online shoppers are buying, food comes top of the list, followed by general gifts, clothing, and flowers. And finally, research from GfK and Thruiswinkel.org have found that 23% of all e-commerce in the Netherlands now takes place on a mobile device. When breaking this down into device types, 14% of Dutch e-commerce is done on a tablet and 9% on a smartphone. When looking at payment methods, the research found that iDEAL came top of the list, accounting for 57% of all online purchases in the Netherlands last year. 174 million items were bought online in the Netherlands in 2016, up 22% on 2015. That's it from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.